Do you know what did get me buzzed, by the way?
What?
I ate a whole box of whiskey chocolates, and that was like...
Wow. What a life you lived.
Oh,
ate
princess.
Ate a whole box of whiskey chocolates.
I mean, there's only 8 of them, so I was like, eh, I might as well.
And I was flying.
I wasn't flying. I was definitely buzzed. You don't get crunk on a whiskey chocolate.
I had a tequila drink. I had a gin drink.
I had a vodka drink.
And I had,
I had songs that remind me of the good times. I had songs
yeah,
that remind me of the bad times.
It did have those. It was like the
oh, Johnny boy.
Johnny boy. I get around.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Why Do We Watch This, the podcast where three friends watch a troubled movie, talk about what they liked, what they didn't like, drink a themed cocktail, and then try and fix that movie. This is a mini-episode, though, so none of that matters. I am Brendan Drischler.
I'm Chris Ravel.
I'm Lee Delahanty. I'm only here to prove that I actually cared enough.
And you did.
Well,
you cared the minimum, the bare minimum amount.
Yeah, there's no episode.
You cared enough to walk down the hall
to
this room.
Yeah. So there's really nothing going on right now. It's very close to the end of the year. We have a lot of holiday crap going on. We have a lot of travel going on, so we're not really doing anything. It's similar to how we did last year, except this year we don't have the excuse of being ill to talk like robots.
That was fun, though, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. So I'm just going to throw out everything that we'll be doing in the January episode. The movie that we will be doing in January is The Brothers Grimm, the 2005 movie by Terry Gilliam with Matt Damon, Heath Ledger, Lena Headey, and Monica Bellucci. So I've never seen it before.
And Peter Stormare.
Yeah, and a lot of other people,
yeah.
But I wasn't going to list everyone. I've never seen it before. Have you guys?
Ages ago. I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
I saw
it
once in theaters, so this would have been over 10 years ago, possibly 15 years ago.
I used to own it on DVD.
2005. All right. Well, this will be interesting then, because none of us really remembers it all that well.
I was the one that put it on the list, so...
Yes, you were.
I remember enjoying it, and I will say, I forgot that it was Terry Gilliam directing, and even when his movies are hard to follow or like, they're at least interesting, so...
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see it. I've been meaning to see it for quite a while, so this is a good excuse as any. The drink that we are making for Brothers Grimm, I had initially written down Butters Grimm, and then I realized that I made a typo and said Butters Grum, which I kind of like better.
Because
it is rum. It's rum. So it's called a Butters Grum. And it is 2 ounces amber rum, 2 tablespoons of batter, which I will get to in a second, 3 ounces of hot water, and unsalted butter. So the batter thing is this recipe that I found where you take a stick of softened unsalted butter, 2 cups of light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, some ground cloves, and some salt. You cream them all together and you refrigerate it, and that is going to be the base of your drink, which you put 2 tablespoons of that in a hot mug, add some rum, add some water, mix it all together, and then float a little bit of butter on the top. I've been wanting to do something with butter and rum for a while. What?
I'm just getting ready to...
You act like this isn't a thing.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not a thing. I'm saying it's not my thing.
Oh.
Getting ready to barf now.
Initially, when I read the word batter, I was a little skeptical, but then I read it, and the way that it's done makes more sense. Like
it does.
It's essentially like you're putting a flavoring pack at the bottom of the glass.
And then stirring
and then
it off.
And reconstituting it with hot water and rum, which
right.
I was like, okay, that's better. What I was imagining when I read the word batter was like, you're pouring pancake batter in with some rum. And I'm like, no, thank you. So I'm looking forward to this.
I am too. I like hot drinks. I like hot drinks with butter. So this sounds like a great time for me.
What are you gonna say?
There was one thing I thought maybe we could do that would take a short amount of time. And I don't have the list of movies we did, but we should pick a best.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
okay.
What?
We should pick a best of.
Oh, shit.
Well, here's it.
What did we do last year?
So here's the thing, right? Is it best movie or best episode about a movie?
No, best thing we watched.
All right, so since you said that, the movies that we did this year were Stepford Wives, What's Your Number?, The Girl from Monday, Die Another Day, Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, The Lord of the Rings, Jumper, Atlantis the Lost Empire, It's a Boy-Girl Thing, The Shadow, Dark Shadows, Constantine, and Love Actually.
I think for me it's Atlantis the Lost Empire. I enjoyed that the most, I think. As is, like without changes.
That might be mine, honestly, too.
It's either that or The Shadow for me, because I also really enjoyed The Shadow.
I didn't like The Shadow.
Mine's The Shadow.
The Shadow is one of my least favorite things
in
that we've watched.
In terms of how The Shadow, like in terms of like the... how I think my personal trope zeitgeist was influenced this year.
Mm-hmm.
The Shadow really, like, added to the...
For sure.
The canon. The canon of, like, dark protagonists who, like, struggle with their morality.
I liked the stylism of The Shadow. I liked that it sort of hearkened to another movie that failed. The Dick Tracy movie, which I love. But yeah, I loved Atlantis Lost Empire. I thought it was really... It had animation that you don't typically see... The style anyway. I thought it was creative, just the narrative wasn't that good.
I would also say that though it is not a good movie, and it's certainly not like the best movie on this list, Love Actually is an easy watch for me. Like, it doesn't ask a lot of you.
It's unchallenging.
Yeah, exactly. It's very unchallenging. You just sit back and let it all drown you.
It really speaks to your lizard brain.
Exactly. Like, it's like such an emotionally manipulative movie, like, so you don't need to do anything. You just let it happen.
Oh, it does all the work for you.
Yeah, yeah. You just sit back and cry at the end.
Do you guys have a worst?
Oh, I have a worst.
Well, is The Shadow
go
your
for
worst?
It.
No, The Shadow is one of my least... It's probably my second least favorite. My least favorite...
Okay,
Lee knows, I'm sure. It's The Girl from Monday.
I knew you were going to say
Which was a mind-bogglingly bad experience for me.
I actually didn't mind it. I thought Girl from Monday failed... When it failed in interesting ways, at least. Like, I didn't... I'll say what my least favorite was Lord of the Rings. That was interminable. I was so bored.
That's fair.
All from beginning to end.
I was at least dazzled by some of the, or at least bemused by the animation.
Some of it? But
yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
But honestly,
bemused is a good way to describe it.
Honestly, by the end, I felt like I had a headache from how bad the solarization was. Like, it's visual cancer. It's horrible.
Yeah.
I would also give a shout out to, it doesn't count because it wasn't a full episode, but our La La Land discussion was, if we're just talking about like the, you know, talking about it, I had a very good time talking La La Land.
It was, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was you, me, and Brendan.
Brendan.
And
yep.
Just getting together and just ripping that sucker apart.
Yeah.
I'll say I really enjoyed our Separate Wives discussion. I thought it was great. I thought it was some of the most on the same page conversation the three of us have had about a movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I think for me, probably Dark Shadows is one of the worst.
I think, yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah. I'm trying to...
I hated that movie.
I mean, like, I guess I can't really say Attack of the Clones, because, like, I've seen that movie a bajillion times.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, that's why, too, like, because I'll see it again.
Yeah.
Like, it is, it's not a good movie,
Attack
but...
Attack of the Clones is sort of almost on the Love Actually level, isn't it? Where it's an unchallenging movie...
I feel like
manipulative. It doesn't establish its own romance.
Attack of the Clones is trying to say more than Love Actually. Like, it's trying to do more than Love Actually is doing, which is just like, hey, here's some romance. Burp, 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 burp.
Do we have any, like, you know, we've set the schedule for next year.
Yeah.
That's gonna be exciting.
Yeah, it is. We planned out an entire year.
May it never change, except it will definitely.
Yeah,
definitely
it always changes, but you know.
We always start to approach one and we're like, nah, I don't feel like this anymore.
Yeah, or something comes up and we see something, we're like, oh, you gotta shove this in at some point and bop something else out.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for one in particular. I don't know, is it okay to spoil it?
Don't
no.
spoil.
Come on, we all saw in theaters together and we had a great time, so
yeah.
I'm
oh, yeah.
eager to recreate that experience.
I know what you're talking about. I'm looking forward to that one, actually.
I personally am. And I await with trepidation some of the movies that I picked, including this one, with, like, very little co-signing. I guess you could co-sign it.
I was just fine with whatever. Like, if you thought it had merits, like, it's a democracy. We all got to throw stuff in.
It's not as if, especially not with, like, you know, the complaints I had about Girl from Monday, it wasn't like, fuck Lee for making me, like,
no,
exposing
it was,
this to me. It was
no,
just
I really
like,
wanted you
wow.
guys to watch the worst Hell Hartley movie, but, like, I'm just, like, I feel like I threw a lot of movies out there this year that, like, I either haven't seen or haven't seen in a long time, or I'm just like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like they could go south real quick.
I mean, I guess that's sort of the good thing about this podcast, though.
That is
even,
the risk we run.
Even if it does go super south, it's just more to talk about.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel pretty confident in my Bollywood pick, though.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, spoiler, there is a Bollywood movie.
Yeah.
It's all right. You said it.
It only took 3 years.
I watched
yeah.
the trailer and I was like, I'm into this. This looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By good, I mean flawed.
Well, I'm willing to see how it goes. All right? Any other end of year business we want to get out there?
I don't know. Maybe I'll write something again. Sometime.
Yeah, we should really do that. It was,
maybe let's a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, let's write stuff again.
So here's the thing.
Write stuff and also update the art because we have the new art, guys.
I'm
oh,
so
fuck.
Bad at it.
Yeah.
I'll
have to figure out how to do that too.
But my New Year's resolution is, I just saw another, I've been talking about it, I saw this other Bollywood movie last night, Jump Harry Met Sally, or Sigel, which is not what Harry Met Sally, but that's what it means in English. And, like, I have been, like, consumed by thoughts about it since I watched
it. You really want to have someone to discuss it with you.
I do, but I also, like, I was reading more about, like, the more I read about it, the more I become fascinated with, like, how good of a movie it could have been.
I have one
other... So I might have to do some writing about that.
The other thing is, for some end-of-year business, this might be harder to remember, but does anyone have, like, a favorite or least favorite cocktail?
The tea one was so fucking good.
The tea one was really good, actually.
Stepford was.
That was really good.
Yeah.
That was really well-balanced,
yeah.
Too.
That was
delish.
Oh, like, I could once a month get super drunk on red velvet cocktails.
I remade that for a friend's little shindig over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we used a chocolate stout, but I used the same sparkling rosé that you found.
Okay.
With a chocolate stout, it is even better.
Yeah.
It is so good.
I mean, like, I'm so easily sold on, like, sparkling drinks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm into it. I'm into Prosecco and sparkling wine.
Yeah, the Sunday Afternoon Book Club was the Stepford Wives one, which I do think was probably one of the better ones we've done.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, it was surprisingly good, I thought, actually.
Yeah.
I liked the Tatooine Sunrise that we did for Attack of the Clones, but I also like Mezcal a lot, so that's just me. And honestly, you didn't have it, Lee, because you weren't around for it, but the Jump Scar for Jumper...
Was really
It
good.
Really was.
Did you do the idea that I talked about like, dumping something into it? Or
yeah, so what we did, so we made, like, a pitcher, right? So
yeah.
It was Prosecco, San Pellegrino Limonata, which is the lemon San Pellegrino, some honey, some basil, and strawberry ice cubes. And so we mixed everything together except for the strawberry ice cubes. And then we used that the ice tray for, like, water bottles, you know,
oh,
like
yeah.
The long ones. And then we just, like, plopped them in and let it sit for a little bit. And as it melted, it tasted more strawberry.
Well, because when you take that first sip, it was very honey and very basil.
Yeah.
And then as you keep drinking, the flavor keeps changing. It was
That's
really
like that.
Cool.
Remember that dumbass trendy bar we went to in Toronto where they were like, this is our taste-changing
oh, yeah.
cocktail. Like, it was basically just, like, because you have fucking muddled it.
Yeah.
And I was
yeah.
like, well, okay. Sure, if you want to call this, like, an innovation in mixology.
Well, I didn't even know if this is going to make it into the episode, but shout out to the Walton, which was the best bar we went to that whole fucking weekend. Not that I hated that mixology one we went to. That was fine.
No,
but...
I mean, like, I just, like, it, the other things she talked about were, like, interesting, but that one, I was like, this is the twist about this cocktail. I was like, the twist is that there's, like, blueberries that you muddle?
Yeah, exactly.
The secret ingredient is blueberries
taste.
We muddle.
Like, it's hardly like an everlasting
oh,
gobstopper.
I think one of my favorites was probably our cocktail for the shadow.
Yeah, the Clouded Mind.
It was such a fun
oh, that was
experience.
So fun.
Yeah, the Clouded Mind was, I think, maybe the most ambitious thing we've ever done. So I'm really looking forward to trying something similar to that again.
I think we nailed it.
I think
yeah.
we did too. I was really impressed by how, like, it wasn't that hard either, and it looked great.
Yeah.
So
and
we have to
do
something else big this year.
Those were two separate things, I think, on their own. Would have been big because
yeah.
we made our own sparkling.
Lee has
dirt.
An idea.
I'm just thinking about all the great Hindi drinks we could do for Bala. All
right.
Like a lassi or?
Yeah, or like a chai.
Mm.
You don't have much of a want to have real chai.
We got to hit on some big ideas for drinks next year, though.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we'll have to start,
we have
to start thinking about that.
Drinks,
art.
Yeah. Drinks,
writing.
Art, and writing.
Writing.
The three prongs of the trident.
What's the D'Artagnan of this scenario?
If we can take those three things just into our life in general, I think we'll be pretty
yeah.
good. Like,
what more
we'll,
does a
we'll
man
all,
need?
We'll all write more. We'll all immerse ourselves in arts and culture. We'll drink more.
Yeah.
Great.
That is a good, actually, it's a very good resolution, the three of them.
Yeah.
Anything else we want to throw out before we're done?
I think I'm good. I mean, I thought it was a great season. I had a lot of
I don't want to speak too highly of myself, but I thought it was terrific.
No. I'm not saying, like, I had a great season. I'm saying I had, this was a great season, I think, for the podcast. We had good guests. I think
yeah.
we had good movies. It was a lot of fun.
No, it was a lot of fun. We don't hate each other. And I think that's the best thing you can say at the end of a year of doing this.
Yeah.
This experience didn't somehow poison us against each other.
Yeah.
yeah.
So,
I had to listen to the two of you trash my favorite director for an hour, and I was fine.
To be fair, I trashed
his
movie.
It.
Yeah, I trashed his movie more than his and his choices
oh, yeah.
for that one.
I like other Hal Hartman
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, he's done
I...
other things that are good. It was just a questionable lapse of judgment there.
It was really a strange one.
All right, so I think we'll wrap it up. We'll see you guys again in 2 weeks with our Brothers Grimm episode.
Yep.
We'll see you guys then. Have a happy holiday season, and be nice to each other, maybe.
Yeah,
why not?
Be kind. Give hugs. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.